Hallelujah. Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I have my glasses. I can see. I won't be doing one of these numbers. Hallelujah. He's a wonder. That's all I can say. And I told myself I wouldn't tear up, but I'm just a crybaby like that. Our scripture is coming from John 3:16. Amen. Have we got it? That's one of the gospels, y'all. Amen. If I can get these tears out of my eyes, I can see. John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whomsoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." Verse 17 says, "For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved." Amen. So he didn't send his Son to criticize or to condemn, but he sent his Son that you and I might be saved. And no greater love than a man has than this, for him to lay down his life for his friend. Amen. Unlike the useless shooting that we keep hearing about over in St. Louis, every day, not one day, but every day, I watch the news and somebody, two or three persons, then got killed. Somebody took their life. But see, they didn't take Jesus' life. He gave his life. Amen. God so loved the world that he gave his life. The love of God, the Father, is the only origin of our generation by the Spirit and reconciliation. By lifting up of the Son, we know that he loves us because he given his only Son. I don't know anybody that would give their child for somebody else's life. Amen. That's love. Amen. He gave his Son so we can have a chance. Amen. He looked down, and I'm sure, being God the Father, I'm sure that it hurt him, but he knew that the only way man could be saved if he sent his Son. That's the only way. I've heard people say, "Well, he didn't have to do it." Yes, he did. Yes, he did. Over in Isaiah, it says, "Unto us a child is born. Unto us a son is given. And the government shall be upon his shoulder. And his name shall be named Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father." Hallelujah. So he had to. So those people just walking around said, "You know what? He didn't have to do that." Oh, but he did. He had a purpose. And his purpose was to redeem mankind back to him. He looked down and he saw everything. When Jesus went to the cross, every sin that's mentionable, he took it to the cross with him. So for those of us that say, "I got the can't help it." Oh, you can help it. "Well, I can't. No, you can't, but God can. I don't know about you, but I'm so glad that he looked down one day and he saw a Vivian and he knew he had a purpose for my life, because I didn't know. He loved me when I didn't love myself. He gave his life when I didn't even know who he was." Amen. That's the kind of love. You know, we talk about love and everybody use that word so loosely. I love that this and I love that and love. And if you love me, you will do this. And how do you know what love is except you know who God is? We can't know, because that's the only true love there is. God could have chosen never, ever to love again. But he said, I'm going to take on the form of man, and I'm going to go to the cross for Vivian, for Sabrina, for Tanya, for Miss Glenda, for Mr. Chalk, for all of us. He said, I so love that I gave. Love is a giving thing. It's not selfish. It's not puffed up. It's not full of pride. It ain't got its own thing of thinking. That's love. Amen. God made a sacrifice. He sacrificed his son. Hallelujah. And his son gave his life. It was love. And I'm so glad they sang that song. Love lifted me. When nothing else could help. Hallelujah. Love lifted me. Not only did his son, he gave his son, but his son gave his life. Hallelujah. His life. Hallelujah. For me and for you. That's love. When you talk about love, it's not a superficial thing. It's a heart thing. Hallelujah. It comes from the heart. Amen. You can tell me all day long that you love me, but if you don't show me, how will I know? And people do that all the time. I love you. I love you. But if you ain't got what they want, if you're not doing what they want you to do, then they change like a chameleon. They change colors. So you look at them and you say, I thought you loved me. Well, when I asked you for, I didn't have it to give to you. But God gave it all. He gave everything that he had, and that was his son. Hallelujah. That's love. We're talking about love. We ain't talking about a feeling. You know, it comes from the heart. You know, you look at people and you think, God, what are they thinking? How do they think they got here? And you hear stupid stuff like, you know, I'm talking to the man upstairs. Who upstairs? You could be talking about your neighbor. You better call him by his name. His name is Jesus. Call him like you know him. Amen. Because these are the times in which we're living in. There's a cry out, as Minister Glenda said, in the earth. We need to let folks know about this love, this Jesus love. And when Minister Day texted me, I was sitting at the table reading when she texted me. And I said, okay, God. I said, I could never, ever refuse to stand before your people when you give me that opportunity. Because you called me. You had a purpose for my life. When I first got saved back in 82, I was living in Chicago, and I was living with a guy, and I worked in a nursing home, and some young ladies there that I worked with were saved, and they were real peculiar. So one of them asked me to come to church with her, so I said, oh, okay, I'll go. Oh, what a change. I'm so thankful to God that the Lord reached out to me through someone else to show me his love. And God showed me in a dream how he was going to save me. In the dream, I got violently ill. I mean, I got sick. When I went to church that Sunday, I got sick on the altar. Throwing up. But when I left church that Sunday, I felt like I could leap over walls. I was free. Hallelujah. I packed up. Didn't nobody have to tell me. I packed up my stuff. Hallelujah. And my mother came and got me. Hallelujah. Because I had a changed mind and a changed heart. Don't think the devil wasn't trying me. Because every day I got a telephone call. When you coming back? Never. When you coming back? Never. Oh, you got to. No, I don't. I told God, I said, I would never ever live with another man except I get married. If you love me, marry me. Don't just take me to bed. Love me enough to marry me. I packed up my stuff and I came back to East St. Louis. Mind you, I have 5 sisters and 4 brothers. I was the only one in my family that was saved. My mother wasn't even saved. I got back to East St. Louis and the gates of hell opened up. Every week somebody was telling me, you going back, ain't you? She ain't going to stay here. You going back. I said, no, I'm not. Yes, you are. I said, no, I'm not. God loved me enough to keep me. And he saved my mother through my life. I got a chance to witness to my mother. And the Sunday that my mother was getting ready to come to church, she couldn't find her shoes. She couldn't find her shoes. A trick of the enemy, because he didn't want her to hear God's word. But guess what? My mother is saved today. Through that life, Valerie got saved. My sister Tracy is saved. My brother Timothy is saved. My brother Devotion is saved. Don't tell me what God won't do. Hallelujah. His love and his compassion. Hallelujah. I didn't preach to them, but they sent me through pure hell. I would walk to church every Sunday. The church that I came from, I walked every Sunday. They had a church bus, but I felt like I needed to walk. I walked to church so I can hear the word of God. And my prayer every Sunday, could y'all please pray for my family? Please pray for them. But God turned that thing around. Yes, he did. And like I said, they're saved right now. God not only so loved the world that he gave, he also saves. Hallelujah. He saved. And because he saved me, I knew that he could save my family. And I did a lot of crying, but I did a whole lot of praying. I said, God, you're able. Hallelujah. If you did it for me, you can do it for them. You have no respect of person. Hallelujah. So God, do it. Do it for them. So somebody else in this house can pray, can know what prayer means, to know that you can be their personal savior. That's the kind of love God gives. We're talking about love. Hallelujah. We're talking about true love for all mankind. You can only find one place, find it on one place, and that's heaven. Our God love has 7 strong favors. It's unmerited. 1 John 4:11, beloved, if God so loved us, he ought to also love one another. We ought to also love one another. Amen. You ain't got to be in love with them, but you have to love them with the love of God that God shared with you. You got to. You're not above, because when I first started witnesses to my sister kept asking me, what about Vivian? Do I have to stop wearing my pants? I said, the Holy Ghost will tell you what to wear, baby. I'm not going to tell you to take off your pants. God is looking for your heart. He ain't looking for those slacks you got on. Hallelujah. And they would ask me constantly, well, what about this? Vivian know, like I was a Bible scholar. Vivian know, what about this or what about that? You know, and I would tell them the best that I knew, because I faithfully went to Bible study. So they would come and ask, and I'm like, God, help me. Help me to show them. Help me to live it. Because, see, it's not about talking about it. It's about doing it. Being a doer of God's word. Hallelujah. We can talk all day long and not mean nothing. People know when you're real and sincere. The devil know the scripture. He knew them before we knew them. Amen. Romans 5 and 8. But God commanded his love toward us that while we were yet sinners, Christ loved us. I don't know about you all. I just told you I was living with a man. I was not always saved. I was not brought up in the church. We went to church as little kids, you know, but I wasn't brought up in church. But God looked down. And he said, there's a Vivian down there that need my attention. Let me get her attention. Hallelujah. And I'm so glad. God's love is universal. It's here in the United States. It's over there in China, whether they don't recognize it or not. It's in Europe. It's all over. Amen. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Just because you leave this body, that does not mean that it's over. There's a judgment day coming. And he's going to judge the living and the dead. Hallelujah. It's unbonded. Ephesians 2 and 4. But God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherewith he loved us when we wasn't lovable. Amen. When we was mean and didn't want to hear nothing about God. Because I would stand on the bus stop coming from work sometime, and these little ladies be out there passing tracks, and I would turn my back. And when they would come toward me, I'm like, oh, God, here they come. And I would take the track just to get them away from me. But you know what? The Holy Ghost will bring things back to your remembrance. We had a track ministry at the church that I left. And guess what? The same thing that happened that I did to them folk, that's what happened to me. They wanted to get away from me. But it reminded me, okay, you did the same thing. But you know what? I took it. I didn't get upset about it. But now I know better. Amen. It's unknown, Ephesians 9, 3 and 19. And to know the love of Christ, which passeth knowledge, that ye might be filled with all the fullness of God. The fullness of God. Hallelujah. From head to toe. Everything that come out of your mouth, even your thinking. Joyce Meyer says, we have stinking thinking. We need God's thinking. Hallelujah. We can't think of just, well, I'm just going to do this on my own. Well, if you love the Lord, we have to consult the Master. God, what would you? And I mean, just sometimes we think, oh, that ain't nothing. But everything about us is important to him. Everything that we do is important to him. Your thoughts are important to him. Who you communicate with, that's important to him. Amen. It's unbroken. Romans 8 and 39. Nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus. What shall separate you from the love of God? Nothing should be able to. You should be strong in God and knowing that, okay, this too shall pass, whatever this is. Because it's going to be a this. It's coming. Hallelujah. But nothing should separate you from the love of God. It is well protected. Where shall we say then to these things? If God be for us, who could be against us? Amen. And we have to know what the word of God says That's the bottom line, you know. And when Lisa was teaching about the whole armor of God, the next morning when I got up, I said, God, I got to put my armor on. I got to put my armor on. I said, because no sooner than I step out of this house, I ain't got to leave out the house. Something could happen in the apartment. It's there. It's waiting. The word of God said the devil is going to and fro, up and down, seeking whom he may devour. But the word of God also said, it is written that man shall not live by bread alone, but every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. We are God's mouth. I'm his mouthpiece. And I used to question him a lot because I have a large family. Well, God, why me? Why couldn't you get some of them other ones, the ones that's older than myself or the ones that's younger than me? You know what he told me? Because I know that you will cry loud and you will spare not and you will lift up your voice like a trumpet in Zion. That's why I chose you. And I ran and I cried and I ran and I cried. But when I gave up and I said, okay, God, this is it. I surrender. I surrender. Whatever your will is for my life, allow thine will to be done. And he began to use me. And no, this is not an easy task. Because sometimes I see things that I don't want to see. And I hear things that I don't want to hear. But I also listen and I don't move within my in my own self. I wait. I try to use wisdom because I don't want to go and tell nobody anything that I think I heard. I want to make sure that it's very God. Hallelujah. But God so loved us that he gave his only begotten son. His only son. The only one. It was nothing else. There was no one else that could have taken his place. Amen. So he gave his son that we can sit right here in this church today and worship and praise and give adoration to him. Amen. And like I said, he could have said, okay, that's enough of that. I'm done with it. But I'm so glad that he didn't. I'm so glad. Because he has a mansion in the sky waiting for us. He has there are streets of gold, walls of jasper. I want to see those things. Amen. And he's saving them up there just for us. And when he gave that we could give to others. That we can show others how to get into the kingdom. This is not, you know, he didn't just save me so I can just sit on the pew and just come to church every Sunday, listen to Pastor Ronnie preach or whomever, and leave out of here and then come back Wednesday and do the same thing. No, he made us disciples. Disciples of Christ. Show people. Let your life exemplify Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. And see, it's not about what people do to you. It's what you do, what your response is. And no, he did not make us a doormat. No, he did not. Because sometimes people think that. Oh, they saved, they ain't going to do nothing. Okay. All right now. Don't let the Holy Ghost rise up and get real indignant. Because it will. It'll show out sometimes. But God loves us. In spite of ourselves, in spite of what we've been through, in spite of what we're going to go through, because we're going to go through some things down here. Amen. But he loves us and he gave us enough of him. And he keep giving us more and more and more. You find in his word, take time to communicate with him and to ask questions of him. Well, Lord, What about this and what about that? And he'll give you the answer. That's love. And he says, put me in remembrance of the things that I said. when we were coming up, my mother would tell us something. But if you go back and tell a mama, but you said, don't tell me what I said. I know what I said. But God says, tell me what I said. And it's not that he don't know. He want to know, do you know what I said? Hallelujah. Do you know what the word says? It's not about you. What does my word say? Hallelujah. See, that's love. He wants you to know, okay, here we are. We're at this point in our life. God, what am I going to do? I'm going to show you what to do. I'm going to lead you. I'm going to guide you. And I'm going to direct you. I'm going to bring in the whole council. And we're going to show you. We're going to get through this. Because as sure as there's a this, we got to get through that. So we have to know, what does God say about it? What are you thinking? You think you can do it on your own? You got here through evolution, through monkeys and stuff. No, that's not it. God so loved the world that he gave his son. His son gave his life for us. We need not ever forget that. God gave his son, and I've been thinking about that and thinking about that. God, you gave your son. You gave your most precious son for my life. You hung on the cross. But guess what? He didn't stay there. They tell me in 3 days he came down. But see, he decided to die. He hung there and he decided to die. And when he came down, he went to his father. And now he's sitting on the right hand of his father, waiting for us. He waiting on Rhema. Hallelujah. He waiting for us to catch up. Hallelujah. And to show others how to get there. You know, directions. Hallelujah. But God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. Hallelujah. And we need not ever forget that. How we got here and our purpose for being here is to serve the only wise God, our Savior. Be glory and majesty, dominion and power. He equipped us with everything that we need down here. Hallelujah. He loved us just that much. I don't know about you. I can't speak for anybody sitting here in Rhema. I'm sad that he died, but I'm glad that he did. Because had he not, where would we be? Where would we be? Amen. We would be lost without a cause. Lost without a solution. Lost without an answer. Hallelujah. John 3:16 said God so loved. And he died so we wouldn't have to perish. Hallelujah. That we wouldn't have to go to hell. And that's a real place. You know, and people say, well, now I'm living in hell right now. No, you ain't. You ain't living in hell yet. Hell has enlarged itself because of people doing what they want to do. It has, and God never intended for us to go there. Hell was meant for the devil and his angels, not for us. But we choose to go to hell. I'm having my fun while I'm young. I don't know about y'all. Okay, go ahead on. Young, right in hell, right there with the rest of your friends. Amen. And it's real. And it's as many young souls in hell as it is old ones. So don't let the enemy trick you and think, oh, no, I'm too young. They're getting killed every day. Half of them ain't been to church and God knows when. But we have to let this dying world know Jesus loves you in spite of. Hallelujah. We're looking for love in all the wrong places. Consult God. Go to the Bible and find out what real true love is. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's love for someone to send their son on our behalf. That's love. He went to Calvary to save a wretch like you and me. That's love. They hung him high. They stretched him wide. They pierced his side. For you and me, he died. That's love. Hallelujah. But that's not how the story ends. In 3 days, he rose again. That's love. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And we can thank God every day. Sometimes I just have crazy praises. I have fits. Because I think about how much he loved me. You know, and for the past month, I've been thinking, I'm like, God, you love me so much. You know, can't nobody tell me that they love me and turn like a chameleon? No, you don't love me. You couldn't. Not the way you're talking to me. That's love. That's not love. You got that confused. You confused right now. Go take your Prozac or something. Because that's not love, you know. When you love is kind. Sometimes you have to be firm, but not mean and rude. Love, the definition, Webster say the definition of love is strong affection for another, arising out of kinship or personal ties. That means that you got to have a relationship with God. You know, just like you have a relationship with your husband or your friend or whatever, we need a relationship with God to listen to him, what he's saying, because he's not going to steer us wrong. He's going to give us what we need when we need it. And those things that we don't need, he'll keep them from us. But if you keep asking for it, guess what? He'll give it to you. And you'll suffer that thing until he delivers you from it. And then you'll be praying, God, please. No, you wanted that. Now you got it. Walk it out. You know. Walk it out. You wanted that. Now there it is on a platter. You know, when I first came here, I heard Pastor Ronnie say, sometimes we be wanting to get married to the devil's son. And Satan is your father-in-law. I said, ooh, Lord. Ooh, I don't want him to be my father-in-law ever. You know, so we have to know what true love is. You know, it's not a feeling or just a, ooh, yeah, I love you, I love you. No, no, you got to make some changes. And it comes from your heart, you know. We got to know that God loved us. And he sent his son to Calvary for us, that we might have a chance, that we might have an opportunity to witness to somebody else and to express to them how much God loves them. It's nothing that you can do so bad that God will not love you. Even when we do crazy stuff, he still loves us. He don't kick us to the curb. You don't throw the baby out with the bath water. You got to show that baby. We got to express love, love, love lifted us. When nothing else could help, it was love. It was love that brought us thus far. And if you don't remember anything I said today, just remember John 3:16, for God so loved the world. Amen. That he gave.